From Washington, this is VOA News. Crimeans vote in favor of joining Russia. Focus of missing Malaysia plane shifts to the cockpit. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Crimea has voted overwhelmingly in favor of a referendum to break away from Ukraine. Crimea's prime minister says preliminary results from Sunday's referendum show that 93% voted for their region to join Russia. Voter turnout was estimated at about 64%. Less than an hour after the polls closed, the White House released a statement saying it rejects the referendum. It said the international community will not recognize the results of a poll administered under threats of violence and intimidation from a Russian military intervention that violates international law. The White House also said that no decision should be made about the future of Ukraine without the Ukrainian national government. The Obama administration is promising swift action to penalize Moscow. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have reportedly agreed to push for Ukrainian constitutional reforms that could alleviate Moscow's stated concerns for Russian nationals in eastern Ukraine. Asked about the beginnings of a possible diplomatic breakthrough, U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers, a Republican, voiced skepticism.
We should be cautious. I want to know exactly what was offered in exchange. So if this was just to buy Russians time, I'm concerned about it.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation program, Rogers said economic pressure on Russia should be augmented so that Moscow pays a price for its actions in Crimea. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
A senior Malaysian official says a signaling system was partially disabled on that missing Malaysia Airlines jet before a pilot spoke to air traffic control without hinting at any trouble. Malaysia's defense minister says the final words from the cockpit were spoken to Malaysian air traffic controllers after the plane's data communication system had been partially disabled. The pilots did not mention any trouble on board, suggesting they may have been misleading ground control or acting under coercion by someone familiar with aviation technology. The development could help investigators determine why the plane turned far off its planned route and vanished from radar screens more than a week ago with 239 people on board. Police have also searched the homes of the two pilots and are examining an elaborate flight simulator taken from one of them. South Korean defense officials say the North test-fired at least 18 short-range missiles into the sea, the latest in a series of launches that have provoked criticism from Seoul and Washington. The missiles were fired late Sunday from the eastern coast of the Korean Peninsula and flew about 70 kilometers over the Sea of Japan. North Korea is not banned from short-range missile launches under U.N. sanctions and frequently tests its arsenal. Afghanistan's former defense minister dropped out of next month's presidential election, leaving a field of 9 candidates to replace outgoing President Hamid Karzai. Abdulrahim Wardak announced Sunday his withdrawal, but gave no reason for it, and endorsed no other candidate for the April 5th vote. Wardak is the second candidate to quit following the withdrawal of Mr. Karzai's elder brother, Kayum Karzai, earlier this month. Hamid Karzai has served 2 5-year terms and is barred by law from running again for president. Syrian government forces appear to have recaptured large portions of the bitterly contested mountain town of Yabrud along the border with Lebanon. Edward Uranian has details.
A Syrian army spokesman called the capture of Yabrud a decisive blow against terrorism and will choke rebel supply lines to neighboring Lebanon. He says the Syrian army victory in Yabrud has brought stability and security to the mountains north of Damascus and killed a large number of mercenaries and terrorists. Syrian opposition leader Ahmed Jarba told Arab satellite channels the government victory in Yabrud was largely the work of Lebanon's Hezbollah militia and other Shiite militiamen. He says rebel forces are waging a bitter battle against an enemy with no scruples. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Tragedy in Nigeria, where people were looking for work. At least 16 people killed in stampedes, and 500,000 people were invited to apply for fewer than 5,000 government jobs. It occurred at 5 locations throughout the country Saturday. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More at voanews.com.